every Monday at the Warm Springs Academy, about 30 kids gather in a circle for a blessing song. They're part of the after-school program Soaring Butterflies Warrior Spirit, focused on tribal culture.
It feels kind of like a community thing. It teaches me how to be more like my family.
That's fourth grader Krista Jack Melvin.
Because the school just teaches me how to do like math and writing and reading. But this is a very special class because they help us learn more about our culture instead of like the stuff that we learn in school.
Sixth grader Mark Johnson says his favorite day was learning about the spring root feast, which highlights important tribal foods.
Like first comes salmon.
That must mean that salmon's the most important?
No, water is.
Oh.
Because if there was no water, there would be no other animals. You pour it in a small cup, and then you take a drink when the bell ringer or someone says, choosh. Then if you're going to ask me what choosh is water.
He's learned several words and phrases in Numu, one of three Warm Springs languages. The school would like to incorporate tribal language and lessons into classroom curriculum, but only 6 of the school's 29 instructors are native, and non-tribal teachers don't always feel comfortable teaching tribal culture. And at this stage, the school is focused on boosting academics, says school principal Glenna D'Souza.
We are at the very beginning, so because we are a priority school, we really have to have that focus of academics. Not saying that you can't do that through culture, but we are at a starting point.
A priority school means that last year, the Old Warm Springs School was one of the lowest performing schools in the state. D'Souza hopes to incorporate tribal learning into the classroom down the road. Education in Warm Springs is managed by the Jefferson County School District through an agreement that's written into the tribe's treaty with the federal government. Some tribal members say that Warm Springs should have its own school district, or at least a high school. After eighth grade, most tribal students commute to high school in Madras.
Well, I think we've always needed a high school here in Warm Springs because all the other reservations around us all have their own high schools. And we should have had one a long time ago.
Frank Smith is an elder who teaches with the Soaring Butterflies Warrior Spirit program. But a reservation high school isn't likely anytime soon. The $21 million cost of the new academy was split between the tribes and the school district. But some tribal counselors recently said that the tribe's finances are in trouble. And at the moment, there's no concrete plan for a high school. So for now, there's a language course for elementary students before school and the Soaring Butterflies Warrior Spirit program after school.
Hey, save Hayden. Some room for me.
Save some room for Hayden, guys.
Uh-huh. Today, students are leaning over big sheets of poster board, creating a logo for their group with Elder Myra Johnson Orange.
Remember the sticks? How many sticks did the woodman use?
5.
5. Good job.
I'm drawing the sun, the moon, the stars.
Good job.
Something else.
The posters are full of colorful drums, rivers, salmon, and phrases like honor elders. Some phrases reflect another teaching of the after-school program.
I'm putting no drugs because the world is, I bet, would be better without drugs because people die from drugs.
Krista says the class has helped her decide 2 things she wants to be when she grows up. A Warm Springs police officer to help prevent drug use, and a mom, so she can pass the cultural skills she's learned as a Soaring Butterfly onto her kids. Amanda Peacher, Warm Springs.